KFDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer flying home early from a meeting of European leaders in Ukraine following an attack at a synagogue in the city of Manchester. Police say four people were injured after someone drove a car into a crowd, stabbed at least one man as well. It happened on Yom Kippur. The attacker shot by police. The mayor of Greater Manchester says the immediate danger appears to be over. The government is still shut down. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio is in Washington.
With no end in sight to the government shutdown, the Trump administration is warning it could begin firing federal workers as soon as today. The shutdown could leave more than 750,000 federal employees furloughed and more than 2 million military service members without a paycheck.
An Idaho judge is blocking the release of some graphic photos taken by investigators after Brian Kulberger killed four University of Idaho students in 2022. The judge said other documents will be released. This is ABC News.
Mad City. Biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The federal government is shut down, and now there will be a hiring freeze in Dane County. County Executive Melissa Agard says chaos in Washington has ripple effects here. It means federal funding may be disrupted. However, the county was also facing a $31 million deficit because of rising costs and stagnant revenues from the state, all while Dane is the fastest growing county in Wisconsin. Agard says non-essential hiring will pause, so that excludes positions that deliver frontline services or ensure public safety. Agard will be presenting this plan to the county board in about 3 weeks. And amid the government shutdown, Democrats are pushing to continue tax credits for health insurance premiums. These special credits are set to expire at the end of this year. They help 22 million middle and lower income Americans afford their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. A family of four with an income below about $125,000 qualifies. If these credits stop, the average person could see their premium more than double. Wisconsin Representatives Mark Pocan and Gwen Moore and Senator Tammy Baldwin have been talking to constituents about what this would mean for their lives. Here's Baldwin at a roundtable in Marathon County.
You know, we have precious little time to act, but I'm hopeful because I do have some colleagues on the Republican side of the aisle who are taking a strong look at this. I am leading the fight in Congress to extend these tax credits, make them permanent so that people will be able to afford their insurance through this program.
These programs save the average family about $700 a year. If the tax credits expire, Baldwin says as many as 30,000 Wisconsinites could lose their coverage. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
New faces on the Bucks roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA head coach Doc Rivers revealed that when he first arrived in Milwaukee, he told GM John Horst straight up, the Bucks roster was too old and too slow.
John knew, we talked about it. I felt strongly that it's hard to win at the pace that we were trying to play at. We still won games and we were good, but, you know, I just felt strongly that we need more speed. We need more guys that can guard multiple positions.
The Bucks training camp now underway. College football. Wisconsin faces number 20th ranked Michigan. Kickoff 11 a.m. Saturday. Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill has already been sacked 13 times so far in just the first four games of this season. That's one more than the 12 sacks they allowed all last year.
Maybe changing up what we do pre-snap a little bit, trying to simplify some things. We know what we're going to see. We just got to be able to go translate it from the film room to the field and from practice to the game.
That's Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 92.7 WMDX.
This sunny, hot, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days. We are going to start to feel a little more like fall next week. But today, sunshine, we're talking highs back in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Actor, writer, and my son, Joe Schwabba. Do you have a favorite one-hit wonder song, Joe?
I don't know. That's not great radio.
30 seconds.
I'm giving you right now. But,
what does the Fox say? We grew up kind of in the same era, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what is the Fox say? Or Gundam Style?
Oh, those are terrible.
That's
songs.
Another one. Oh, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we continue from On Location in Shawnee, Wisconsin. We'll continue to follow the government shutdown. And when entertainment and politics cross over, who do you hold accountable? Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
92.7 WMDX, like a podcast, but lazier. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
.7 John and Gordy in the morning. This is WMDX back again. They have not hauled us away to a FEMA camp or at least some, you know, toxic environment. We're still here. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm surprised that we weren't met at the door. We could have been hauled away instantly.
Well,
never seen again.
Well, good morning to you too.
I'm just
really, you're just waiting for that to happen.
I'm waiting for that to happen. Yes. Mm.
Okay.
You don't think it's going to happen, do you?
Well, I hope
it doesn't. We're pretty cavalier on this program.
You want to rein it in a little bit?
I think we should
better watch our P's and Q's.
Limit what we're saying. We should definitely soften it. We don't want to give anybody an idea that they can go out there and start, you know, shooting people. We don't want to give that impression. You know, we don't want anybody getting on the top of a building someplace.
Yay. Okay.
Enjoying the pool. They have rec centers up on the roofs of a lot of these buildings. but we don't want to stop you from doing that.
Okay. Happy Thursday to you. Second day of October.
Yes.
It's cool out there this morning. 54 degrees.
Are we going to make it to the end of October? Is this can we actually call this the United States after maybe, you know.
Well, I hope we make it through
a few more weeks.
Yeah. Because the end of October is it'll be our two-year anniversary here at Civic Media. October 30th.
The administration is taking aim at that. Now I know.
Okay.
I know what they're leading up to. John and Gordy have never had that opportunity before, and they're going to steal it away from us.
That's John Peterson talking there. I'm Gordy Young, and Dominic Lee is in the producer box. Good morning, Dom. How are you?
Good morning. What a crazy start, John. I was not expecting you to go all out like that.
No, I wasn't either.
Shooting from the hip again.
Yeah, shooting from the hip.
I'm doing good, though. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, you're doing all right.
I'm doing all right.
Did you do any line dancing last night?
No. You're going to ask that every single day.
Yeah. He says he's giving it up.
I swear I am.
For a week.
Yeah, no one takes a picture of me out in the wild, me doing it.
He can talk big while his girlfriend is out of town.
Yeah, sure.
But when she gets back, it's line dancing all over again.
Well, I'm nervous.
Okay. God.
A little bit later on, we're going to talk to Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. He'll be joining us. Fully Leaded Education Talk. And Jim Santel, attorney at law.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the legalities of whatever's going on today and yesterday in Trump world.
It's insane. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some guy was in this country for like 20 years, here legally, by the way, and he's been held for a long period of time. Can't remember how many, 100 days, solitary confinement. Now they're going to ship him out. He's done nothing wrong. He's been here legally again. And they decided he runs a small news service, and he was reporting on immigration and the tactics being used. And they decided to silence him and hold him up and then now ship him out for no reason.
Where was he working?
I believe in Florida, but I didn't mention that because I'm not really sure.
Oh, okay.
So that's happening, and that is a horrific example of what's going on in this country. And the attempts to silence the media.
Mm.
Yeah.
If you want to check out our WMDX website, we've got our poll question up.
Yes, we do.
Do you know what our poll question is this
week,
John?
I was going to try and change it because I think it's time that we ask the question, you know, do you believe that it is right for the military to take practice lessons in our cities?
Practice drills? And
so, I haven't exactly formulated the question yet, but once we get that up, I'd love to hear from you.
Okay. Well, the current question is, what's the most Madison thing to overhear at a coffee shop? So, hard-hitting question.
Well,
this one is,
change.
Is this kombucha locally sourced? Has 15%. My band is playing at the frequency. Oh, wait, that's also at 15%. I'm training for my fifth Ironman. That's at 38%, surprisingly.
Mm-hmm.
And do you take Venmo for the crystals? That's at 31%. So you can get in on that. Go to WMDXradio.com. By the way, you can also, it's not too late to donate to our Walk to End Alzheimer's, which is happening this Sunday at Warner Park. So jump on our website. Yeah. Check it out there. You can make a donation, big or small. It doesn't matter. Just help us out. And you can actually join us on Sunday if you'd like. You can sign up right there and donate some money, too. It's all for a great cause to end Alzheimer's.
It is. I have a big complaint again.
What?
Complaining? I'm just
about
stacking
something?
Them up this morning. and you can blame Elon for this. This was a big innovation. Man is a genius.
What did he do?
Well, he wanted to hide the door handles on his cars.
What?
You know where I'm going with it. They're well hidden. like this morning, I went out to my car. It's dark out there. I don't know why the light wasn't shining in the parking area, but it wasn't. And I'm like jabbing the door with my hand, trying to find the door handle, because you have to push one side of the door handle in order to the other side to spring out. Oh, God. I am not a big fan of these door handles at all.
You don't like the space car door handles?
They're awful. And, you know, they came up with this idea for Tesla. And they did it because it cuts down on the friction. You drive.
Oh, sure.
It causes too much friction.
I'm sure that's really a big factor.
It's a huge factor when we're driving to work.
Those door handles that stick out a little bit. That really slows you down a lot.
I know. I keep thinking about that, you know.
So, come on.
It really doesn't make any sense in the practical world at all. And in the practical world, you know, it's tough to push the damn door handle in. Sometimes you push it in, you don't realize the car is locked, and then you have to push it in on the other side, which detects the fob in your pocket, and then it allows the door handle to open. Yeah, you know, I'm just done with this. I'm done with this. And you know what? I am not the only one, and this is,
is that
the
right?
point of what I'm talking about here. Okay. China has these fantastic EVs. Mm. They have decided to abandon these ridiculous flush mount door handles that you have to push in and out. And they thought, you know, it's ridiculous to think how much, you know, surface area you're saving from friction. You know, they also can't comprehend what the point is. So they're getting rid of it. Yes, please. Oh, my God. You know, now, well, I've got the car now, and there's nothing I can do.
I never realized door handles were that big of a deal for people.
They aren't.
And I remember when we went to the Brewers game, you drove me. I tried to open the door, and I couldn't figure it out. It took me, like, two attempts, and I gave up.
Yeah, and we went to a movie the other day.
Yeah.
My wife and my older son, one son didn't go. But so we get out of the car and we're walking to the theater, and then we notice that Cole is not there. He's the 26-year-old. we look back.
He left him in the car?
And we're standing there waiting for him and wondering what the hell, because he does this, he really does stuff like this, you know. What is he doing? You know, and we're standing there and standing there. and it's the child lock.
He couldn't get out.
The child lock was on, so and I don't know how. I don't know where the child lock is. I didn't know it was on, and he couldn't get out of the car.
So, that's sad.
Yeah, that's weird.
So you went back and got him, or did you just leave him in there and go into the
movie?
Yes,
I actually thought, well, this is crazy. I went up there and I opened the door very easily, no problem, but he can't open the door.
Yeah. Wow.
And he's angry. He's really, don't you know, it's locked. I said, no, I have no idea. I didn't even know where the child lock is, you know. So anyway, that
space car has really got, they've really worked out all the bugs on that thing, huh?
Well, you know, it's been a while since I've been able to charge the car at my house. In fact, it's never been able to charge at my house.
I thought you had the charger all set up, ready to go.
It's coming, actually, on the 14th of this month.
Okay.
The electrician is going to install my at-home charger, where I'm saving a ton of money.
Yeah.
It's $2,000 to install the damn charger at the house.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a little pricey.
Yeah, and $600 for the device itself. So I'm saving money.
Hand over fist.
So I don't have to buy gasoline anymore.
That's great. Good. Well, thanks for the update.
Anytime.
How are the windshield wipers? Are they working okay?
No, they're working fine.
Okay, good. Everything else sensed
the rain.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
How do they do in snow? Do they sense the snow?
I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Okay. By the way,
it'll probably prevent the door handles from moving.
Maybe. Did you watch the Cubs game yesterday, or is your wife watching Cubs? Okay. Cubs and the Padres, they're all tied up at one game apiece in the wild card playoff there at Wrigley.
Jeez. So the last game,
this deciding game is this afternoon, later this afternoon.
Oh really? So, and this will decide who moves on?
Who moves on
playoffs?
To take on the Brewers Saturday.
Oh. So what is a wild card round? What does that even mean?
Oh gosh, Dom, I don't know.
I have no idea what that means.
Well, these are teams on the bubble.
Yes.
And they get to play each other, and then the one that wins moves on into the playoffs.
Yeah. And that's happening in the National League and in the American League.
Even I know that, and I don't know anything about sports.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of baseball.
So today will be the deciding game between the Cubs and the Padres to take on the Brewers.
Well,
whoever wins today
I got
takes
my
on
fingers
the
crossed the Cubs win.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be peace around my house.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Well, good. That's a little update on the Cubs and the Brewers.
That's what happens, right?
Oh, yeah. I think it'd be great if the Cubs win. Then it'll be the Cubs taking on the Brewers in Milwaukee on Saturday.
Unbelievable.
Starting with the playoffs there.
Imagine that.
Yeah. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Tim Slecker will be joining us in about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And, of course, in our 7 o'clock hour, we'll fire up the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Mm-hmm. Got that happening today and tomorrow is the last day.
Yeah.
So,
In just a few moments, we're going to get into, this thing about health care, health care for illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
J.D. Vance came out and kind of got into the details a little bit more about that.
Really?
There aren't a lot of illegal immigrants getting health care. In fact, none. But there are reasons why some who are legal immigrants are getting some health care, but that's a very, very small percentage, and they're throwing the baby out with the bathwater. That's what they're basically doing. Just to get the small percentage, they want to throw it all out for everybody.
All right. We'll get started with that in just a moment. It is coming up on 20 minutes past the hour. We're just getting going on this Thursday morning. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, and Dominic Lee coming right back.
92.7 WMDX, talk radio that actually talks to you.
Hearing loss is frustrating. If you're not sure what others are saying in conversations because of loud background noise, why not call Madison Hearing Aid Center? 608-249-4077 is their number. They offer fast and flexible appointments. Talk to Jim or Sarah. They're helping people change their lives with better hearing. Get a free hearing test online at madisonhearingaidcenter.com. That's madisonhearingaidcenter.com. 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Tell them John and Gordy sent you.
Autumn awesomeness awaits, courtesy of David J. Frank Landscape. Introducing Fall Porchscapes, professionally designed decor literally delivered to your front door. Installation and removal included. A hassle-free way to bring fall flair to your home or business. And consider a fall cleanup to preserve the beauty and health of your yard. There's more to a good cleanup than raking leaves. Call the experts at David J. Frank at 608-283-9276 or visit davidjfrank.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. A step forward for clean energy in Wisconsin, the Public Service Commission has approved its first wind farm in 14 years. The Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center will be built in Iowa and Grant counties. At the same meeting, commissioners also approved a new solar farm in Walworth and Jefferson counties. It might be fall, but it sure doesn't feel like it. Some Wisconsin communities like Milwaukee have already seen record highs, and that's bad news for our fall colors. Experts with the Wisconsin State Climatology Office say warm fall nights mean more muted leaf colors. And yep, climate change is making our nights hotter and hotter. Right now on the Defender podcast, AI data centers are racing ahead in Wisconsin, but staggering energy and water demands raise serious questions. Tune in for an in-depth discussion on data center secrets at CleanWisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Monster savings are creeping in this October at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Save hundreds off of mattresses, bed frames, sheets, pillows, and more. American-made, locally crafted. Hunt down these monstrous deals before they vanish at Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can ask me what's trending. What's trending? You can ask me what's trending.
You can ask me what's trending.
What's trending?
You can ask me what's trending.
Interesting.
WMDX 92.7. Ask us what's trending.
It's Thursday, October 2nd. We're making progress through October.
Slowly but surely, you know, right. Technology marches on.
It's going to be a beautiful day, mostly sunny skies, highs in the low 80s. Right now, 54 degrees. John, do you have your WMDX Samsung watch fired up yet?
I do.
Yes. Check out the sunrise time for us.
Yeah, sunrise 6:56.
Okay.
Just wait till it passes the 7 o'clock mark, right? And then we'll celebrate. Sunset is at 6:36.
Oh, okay.
Just in case, you know.
There you go. Write that down.
You want to start that evening party outside.
Okay. Good enough.
Set off the fireworks that you didn't set off during July 4th because you were depressed about the current administration.
People still set off fireworks. I mean, it's pretty much a year-round thing.
It is. You know, it is. You never know what they're going to do next. Yeah.
They find them and they, you know. They want to shoot them off.
Mark texted it and he said, in the words of Alfred E. Newman, what, me worry? Trump is probably pissed over the stuff he said years ago. Maybe that's why he's acting like Donald I channeling George III.
Yeah, Trump said years ago that any president that couldn't you know, avoid a shutdown, you know, that's on him.
Yeah.
That every president should be able to figure that out. That's coming back to haunt him.
It really is. You know, everything was so perfect. You know, if he were president, it would be perfect.
Sure.
But he's proving to be an absolute incompetent. He hasn't been able to end the wars. And he's found out that Putin doesn't agree with him on a lot of things.
Figured that out.
We kind of knew that, you know, as everyday citizens out here walking around the sidewalks of our great cities. We knew that for some reason, but he didn't know. Well, what can you do? All right. Let's get to J.D. Vance kind of clearing things up about their objection to giving health care to illegal immigrants. Now, they're not getting health care, okay? They're legal, and they get a small percentage of the health care benefits that Americans do, but it's a very, very small percentage. I want you to listen to the very first thing he mentions as an outrage. We shouldn't be giving these illegal immigrants. Well, you won't believe what he's about to say. Check
this
it out.
This is a Democrat talking point. They say we're not actually trying to give health care benefits to illegal aliens. And here's why it's not true. There are two Biden era programs that explicitly gave the taxpayer health care money to illegal aliens that we turned off when President Trump took over in January.
My
program
hero.
Number one is there's a lot of emergency health care at hospitals that are provided to illegal aliens. That was funded by the federal government. We turned off that funding because, of course, we want American citizens to benefit from those hospital services, not to be taxed, and then to have those hospital services go to illegal aliens.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if an illegal alien is in a traffic accident, a serious one, they're
right.
badly injured.
They're bleeding.
Yes, they can't go to the emergency room and no one can treat them.
Yeah.
You know, for some reason, it just strikes me as something wrong.
Yeah.
You know, right? I mean, there's something horribly insensitive about that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're there for. That's the whole
that's
point.
That's why we have emergency rooms.
Yes. And it doesn't matter who's in need of the emergency
right.
room. You take care of them. That's the whole point. Now, if we're going to turn people away who are seriously ill or have been in an accident, that is just unconscionable.
Inhumane.
I can't even wrap my head around that at all.
I know.
I really can't. So that's his big complaint. Wrong. Let's check that one off. Let's continue with the cut.
The second of which is the Biden administration gave mass parole to millions upon millions of illegal aliens, and then they simultaneously made those parolees eligible for health care benefits funded by taxpayers.
Medicaid.
In the One Big Beautiful
Medicaid.
Bill, President Trump and congressional Republicans turned off that money to health care funding for illegal aliens. The Democrats want to turn it back on.
Mm-hmm.
And in their initial proposal, the first thing that they put out to reopen the government, they actually turned that money for health care benefits for illegal aliens back on. So it's not something that we made up. It's not a talking point.
It
is in the text of the bill that they initially gave to us to reopen the government. It's preposterous for them to run away from it now.
Mm-hmm.
But look, let's set that all to the side.
No, we're not going to
open up the government. Let's negotiate on all
okay,
of these health care policies.
Let's just stop it. I just want to get to the point here. Undocumented immigrants. Currently, the law bars undocumented immigrants from receiving most health care benefits. Only notable exceptions can go to the emergency room for treatment. This is not health care coverage. But by the way, when they take care of these immigrants who are going to the emergency room, the hospitals are reimbursed by the federal government. But it is not part of an insurance package. They aren't insured.
Mm.
It's not a right that they have. They go there. The government reimburses the hospital. It's a reimbursement, not an insurance coverage.
We got a text here that says there must be an ER doctor out there listening who would say no way they would turn anyone away.
They don't. But they can't.
Yeah.
The Hippocratic Oath.
Right.
Right? So immigrants are lawfully present in this country, and they face a five-year waiting period for Medicaid and CHIP, which is gone now with the big bad bill. So there are just a little nuances about all of this. Of course, you notice that J.D. Vance did not talk about the supplemental tax credits that are given on the ACA, which is the main major point for tens of thousands of Americans who are going to lose their health care because they can't afford the monthly premium. That's the point. He didn't cover that.
Mm-hmm. There you have
it. And he did that purposely.
Yeah. It is 29 past the hour. When we come back, we will talk to Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. It's all about education. Next on John and Gordy on WMDX.
92.7 WMDX. Warning, may cause smarter dinner conversations.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
With heifer replacement numbers expected to keep dropping, do you have inventory to keep your dairy or beef on dairy herds strong? I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Thursday. And here at World Dairy Expo, we're checking in with Corey Geiger, a lead dairy economist with CoBank. He says if you have not pivoted to maximize beef on dairy, you may want to, and make sure that you have the cattle to back it up.
It's a really good market opportunity. You know, work with your reproductive specialists and double down on how many of these calves we can make. But keeping an eye, do I have enough replacements to replace my future dairy herd? Because one trend that's happening in this country, in the past 3 years, we have pulled back on culling by 600,000 dairy cows. That means our dairy cows are getting older. And at some point, they all move their second career, which is beef. And so I think, for the first time in many farmers' careers, you really got to run some spreadsheets or hand calculate this. Do I have enough replacements? And then how many beef on dairy calves can I make to maximize my revenue?
Corey Geiger, along with us, a lead dairy economist with CoBank.
They are my go-to for my tailgate. Yep, Bavaria sausage, that's what I'm talking about. Fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke reminding you, check out their website, BavariaSausage.com, for all the flavor selections you can feature at your tailgate. They are going through an upgrade on that website, so keep checking back often. You can also find out more on their Facebook page. If you're in the Madison area, check out their retail location at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. That's where you'll find my Berkey Brats, one of my favorites. And remember, their store hours have expanded. Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturdays 9 until 1. Don't miss an opportunity with the weather that we've been given. Get out there and tailgate and enjoy it with your neighbors and impress them with the flavors that you select. Bavaria Sausage will get you on your way. Again, check back often because their website's going through updates, BavariaSausage.com or the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, and you tell them the Farm Babe sent ya.
On the close yesterday was a good time to read markets as our commodities closed higher. December corn up a penny at 416.5. November soybeans up 11 and a quarter at 1013 a bushel. Cash wheat up a penny and a quarter at 409 and a quarter. And July 2026 new crop wheat closed up 0.75 cents at 552.5. At the time cheese closed yesterday, Class 3 milk contracts were trading higher. The October contract up 23 cents at 1745 a hundredweight. The November contract up 47 cents at 1738 a hundredweight. Class 3 milk is what we use to make cheese, and the 40-pound block did close higher yesterday, up 3.5 cents at $1.75.5. From World Dairy Expo at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
This sunny, hot, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days. We are going to start to feel a little more like fall next week. But today, sunshine, we're talking highs back in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
No fear here, just monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Verlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
You know, I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by Dr. Laura Dresser, the Associate Director of the High Road Strategy Center. We talk about workers needing an actual, fair, and living wage. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
WMDX 92.7, that's the new nickname for Trump on the show.
The blob.
The blob, yes. He's got to start working out. You know, Pete Hegseth is on a roll here. He wants everybody to be fit and trim and no beards, the whole shooting match. Macho men, that's what he wants. And Trump is, you know, the commander-in-chief.
He's what got a set the presidential fitness thing. You know, remember the
Kennedy
years?
Yeah. That's why I'm fit today, thanks to John F. Kennedy.
There you go.
All right.
It is 6:35. And it's a cool start this morning, 54 degrees, highs in the low 80s. Time for us to welcome in Dr. Tim Slecker, as we do every Thursday morning. Tim, good to have you with us.
Yes.
Good morning. Yeah, I just completed my 25 sets of 25 push-ups.
Did you?
Yeah.
You're a little winded.
Ready to go here.
I was going
to
say, you look pumped this morning.
Yeah, I forgot to shave my beard, though. But
No.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've been thinking really hard about making sure that I have the right mental attitude that, now that we have a Department of War, that means
That's true. Well, you have to be very manly in the Department of War. It's one of the requirements.
You know, none of this,
men wearing dresses. But, I think that's what Pete was talking about.
No beards. None of that fuzzy stuff.
No,
Hey, looking back here, just a note here. The presidential physical fitness test was actually started by Dwight Eisenhower.
Hmm. Yeah.
Wow. 1956, and then discontinued by Barack Obama in 2012.
Yeah, and actually,
then reinstated by Trump in 2017.
Trump. Yes,
he brought it
back. Come on, you can tell by looking at him. I know.
Okay,
you know, when you consider golf a physical fitness thing, you got problems, man. Look what it does to you. This guy, this blob moving around the grassy greens of his golf course. Yikes. Okay. Well, hey, let's get to some educational stuff here, and I think this is a case in point. This is the best example we have of conservative education, and it's in Florida. Where else would it be? We're talking about the new college that was taken over. It's a liberal arts college that was taken over by DeSantis, and it's not going well. So fill us in. This is a great story. You brought this to our attention here.
Yeah, well, this has been going on for a while, and I was saying before that, remember Christopher Rufo? This was the guy. He's gone silent. I don't know. I guess maybe he's plotting his next takeover of something. But he really led the charge on this because he had been putting out and saying, like, hey, look, these colleges, again, really indoctrinating students. There's woke policies, there's no education happening.
He came out against CRT. He was a big
he started
that whole thing that doesn't even exist in K-12. He went on to the new school.
So just to set this up, New College is part of Florida's public higher education system. Like states have, so like the University of Wisconsin system, schools, those are public higher education institutions. And what does that mean? Well, tax money goes to fund those schools. And so they targeted New College because New College had its own kind of an identity. It was a liberal arts college, and it was a special school where students who went there really had a sense of, more of studying the humanities, the arts, more of a trendier, progressive type of school. And they targeted that school as an the school of, incredible identity of woke indoctrination was occurring there in so many ways. And so Rufo, using DeSantis, they actually did a full takeover of the college, got rid of most of the administrators there and installed their own administrators, because this was going to be the shining example of what a conservative bastion of intellectual freedom was going to look like. And, let's just set this up. To the takeover, Florida spends about, because remember, taxpayers help fund public higher education, about $10,000 a student. Mm-hmm. Well, now that we're a year in, New College, the taxpayers of Florida are now funding $140,000 a student.
Wow. Wait, it was $10,000 per student a year, and now it's 130. Wow. How much?
134,000.
$34,000 per student. I think that's an increase.
That's in my book. Yeah, inflation or what?
And with that money, the graduation rate is declining.
What?
which is interesting. So, conservatives have always been very much on the, you can't fund away problems.
That's right.
Geez, these kids are failing. They're not graduating. And all you Democrats want is more money to fix the problem. Well, $134,000 a student, and the graduation rate is declining. And maybe on top of that, more and more students are not choosing to go to the New College. So enrollment is down. I don't know. What you consider a success?
Well,
I wouldn't.
No, it maybe seems it's just like me. Seems like they got some big problems academically.
Well, I mean, they're not teaching wokeness anymore.
No.
Well, I'm sure that the legislature in Florida is a little angry. I mean, spending big bucks on this. This is not a good thing for them. Especially, at that cost, $134,000 per student. Holy, geez.
And set that straight, too. That's not the tuition that students are being asked to pay to go there.
Right.
This is the funding support from the state of Florida, taxpayer money, to support the students. And so the idea that amount of money is being put forth, and really what's happening is saying, like, we need this money to kind of keep the support of the college so that it keeps going. Now, if you read this is the potential. We're talking about an article that was in Inside Higher Education. I'm kind of looking at this and going, oh, and so the solution now is to take the college and make it private. Was that the plan all along?
Yeah.
Was, again, to do away with public higher education. Did we create a disaster so that we could now say, look, we're telling you public higher education doesn't work. It needs to become private.
Yeah. I'm reading here. It says 20% of the ranking criteria, according to them, is broadly suffering from a negative reputation among their peers, whose leaders take issue with the conservative agenda DeSantis has imposed on colleges and universities. It says here, this guy has changed the ideology of higher education to say, we're teaching how to think, not what to think, and we're being peer-reviewed by people who think that's absolutely horrendous. No, not us. Wow.
Here's an example. And going, so, I put this out to anybody. Is this what you would like to see public higher education becoming, with the government that entangled into the identities, the politics, the curriculum, because this is what you get. Yeah. And so higher education is supposed to be in this form of what we say, independent academic freedom, because the pursuit, the teaching, the whole idea of becoming educated is supposed to be free from government intrusion. Right. Last I checked, that was a very strong conservative principle. the freedom from government intrusion.
Yes. And it saves money, you know, without government requirements and things like that. Well, that didn't work out either. And then, of course, you know, they're accusing DeSantis of making this his own project, and he's term limited. So once he's gone, this is in the lap of the legislature at that point, paying these huge, huge tuitions. Well, not tuitions, yeah. But costs for per student, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, talking with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, and we want to move on to another topic that you wanted to mention here, Tim.
No, I'm having fun talking about this failure by Ron DeSantis.
Well, they're calling that a Ponzi scheme almost. They're likening it to that now.
Are they?
Yes.
All right.
Hang on. Let me go back here.
They're saying
students keep leaving, so they have to recruit bigger and bigger cohorts of students, and then they say the biggest class ever because they had to backfill all the students who have left. So, yeah, that strategy is not really working.
No, it's not working.
Well, they're spending a lot of money recruiting. The other thing what they really did was, again, this was a private, or not private, but a liberal arts college, it's got a trendy type of focus. And one of the other things they did is, you know, let's bring in, you know, a lot of men's athletics change the flavor of the college. Well, that costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily attract a lot of students because it's kind of like, you want to come play football at New College?
Why? But the thing is, they could have just started their own college. You know, they didn't have to take over a college, right? Take an existing one.
Well, remember what this was early on too was that they were trying to say is that this was going to be the Hillsdale of the South.
Yes, that's right. Yes,
This was going to be the Hillsdale College of the South, and I said maybe though that is the intentions to take it private and then make it truly the Hillsdale of the South, whatever that means. It's a mess. It really is.
Yeah.
Truly, I believe government intrusion in higher education should be, and going back to a very conservative principle, we should actually all be saying that actually was a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
To try to keep government intrusion out of the process of what it means to be educating the public.
And they're not giving up on meddling with private colleges either. I believe that Trump is now requiring a lot of these private colleges to sign an agreement in order to get federal funding at this point. They just sent this out. It's a new executive order.
Well, actually, there's the other story. And if you guys are following that, we've been talking about Harvard, right? Harvard has been and so it looks like for Harvard potentially to get the money that they're saying, there is a deal brewing with another $500 million payout. I know we're coming to commercial.
Yeah.
For what? Well, maybe that's something else we should be talking about.
We should be.
And we will continue that conversation with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. It's John and Gordy after this.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. If you're having trouble with your hearing, do something about it. Talk with the good folks at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road. Call them and make an appointment at 608-249-4077. You can take an initial hearing test online at madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Don't let your hearing loss frustrate you anymore. They help John and Gordy hear better, and they can help you too. Madison Hearing Aid Center.
Fall is in the air, and there's no better place to enjoy it than at Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Cozy up inside for some spirits, 48 beers on tap, and THC drinks. Choose from a wide selection of their warm pastas, 12-hour smoked pulled pork, and of course, their pizzas. Voted best of Madison, Sugar River Pizza is known for great food, great drinks, and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. Located on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie, they also offer catering. Sugar River Pizza, where fall feels like home.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Get monster savings during October at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Save hundreds off mattresses, platforms, bed frames, sheets, pillows, and plenty more. American made, locally crafted. Check out monster savings all month long at Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
We're there, WMPX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. Check us out on Civic Media app. Choose WMDX and text us or voice notice or even give us a call. We have Dr. Tim Slecker here from Busted Pencils, our guest each and every Thursday morning. And we're talking funding, money, 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 and it talks.
Woo.
Yeah. So what is going on with Harvard and their funding?
Well, so Harvard, to get their funding given back to them, that, you know, all of the federal funding and grants like that, Trump is getting, you know, he's the deal maker, and looks like they're very close to a deal with a $500 million Harvard will create trade schools.
Wow.
And, yes.
Trade schools. Trade schools.
Yes. And actually, so you know, according to the president, and these are his quotes, he's like, I guess we reached a deal with Harvard today, so we'll see. What you have to do is paper it, right, Linda? End quote, is what Trump said to Linda McMahon.
Paper it.
Yeah, well, yes, you got to paper it. And, you know, because they are, again, quote, close to finalizing it.
All right.
And it is what they would say, the president is describing it as a series of trade schools that would be run by Harvard.
Wow. So you'd have a Harvard education, being a welder.
Or
a carpenter.
Yeah.
He said they'll be teaching people how to do AI and lots of other things, engines, lots of things.
So AI.
Wow. I'm glad engines, to have a plan.
Lots of things. Lots of things.
Yeah.
That's pretty broad.
There's so much. So, you know, Harvard it's so I'm a Harvard educated welder.
Or carpenter. Yeah. You know, you were talking off the air about being a Harvard educated carpenter.
Yeah, you know, it's just thinking about what this is going to do on the construction site of, you know, so, you know, the tradespeople are going to be showing up in their Harvard sweatshirts, you know, kind of creating a there's
certainly a clunk.
All this clicking that's going to now be happening. You know, it's like there go the Harvard guys. You know,
and you'd be asking the wood, you know, what do you prefer to be, a door jam? You know,
Well, you can tell right there that crown molding was done by a Harvard carpenter.
Right.
Oh no.
You know, and then with that, you know, so the cost of construction, you know, we have 30% of our tradespeople are Harvard educated.
Wait a minute, it'll go through the roof. Yeah. Wow.
Not a good idea. I don't know what but here it is, you know, this kind of, you know, Trump saying like, look, I want you guys to give me $500 million and we'll set up trade schools. And if you do what I'm telling you, we'll give you your money back. So again, you know, what is this idea of leveraging a deal?
That is outrageous.
But I mean, you know, we should put out some feelers to see if we can get the Secretary of Education on to see how the papering is going.
That's a great term. I never thought about that.
Is there like a wallpapering event that is going to mark the conclusion or the finality of this deal? You know, maybe it's a wallpapering of the West Wing.
Yes.
Maybe by, you know, in fact, the interior design trade school put together by Harvard, we can bring in the Harvard educated interior design students to paper something.
Well, they've got all that gold now in the Oval Office, and now they get the Harvard designers in
That's
there.
Right.
They can upgrade the
gold, make gold leaf on the paperwork.
Gold leaf wallpaper.
Yeah.
All kinds of things.
I gotta wonder now, too, that, you know, parents right there thinking, you know, boy, my kid was going to go to the government trade school, but, you know, how do you think of the industry now of preparing tradespeople, students to get accepted into the Harvard trade schools, you know, the entrance exams and things that are there, you know, boy, what an opportunity for some people to really say, you know, if you want to get into the Harvard School of Carpentry, you need to come and do pre-Harvard work with us. Because we can get you ready for their high admissions standards.
So a carpenter with like 20 years experience would go on to get a degree at Harvard and be a better carpenter after they leave. I mean, just a thought is just incredible.
Yeah, on it goes. Well,
the trade. I would love to hear from, you know, the trades people running, you know, lots of different trade schools.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, I know here in Pennsylvania, you know, the union actually for carpenters has an incredible program of education for that trade. And I just asked them and go like, are you guys threatened now by the Harvard School of Carpentry?
We got to leave it there.
Well, you'll find out for us.
We'll talk about it next
week. Love to hear more of this.
That's Dr. Tim Slecker, fully leaded education talk on Busted Pencils. Check it out on the Civic Media website. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah.
Talk to you next Thursday.
Great stuff.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Coming up after the news, we'll break out the next word, the key word in our Go for the Gold, green and gold multi-state contest. Stay with us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Greater Manchester, England now say at least two people were killed and three others are in serious condition in a car ramming and stabbing outside a synagogue. Esther Aronson was one of those at the synagogue on this Yom Kippur.
Being an auspicious high holy day, we've all fasted since 6:30 last night. You want to feel secure, you want to be able to go to places and feel that you can just walk around.
The police shot the suspect, it's believed, killing him. The king and queen told of the attack today said they were deeply shocked and saddened on such a significant day for the Jewish community. Israeli Navy forces have boarded most of the vessels manned by activists bringing supplies to Gaza. Those on board taken to Israel, it's believed to be deported. Hamas still considering its response to the 20-point peace proposal put forth by the U.S. The federal government still shut down. President Trump says the government could begin firing workers who have been furloughed as soon as today. This is ABC News.